Hey guys, happy Wednesday. This month's theme is posterior chain strengthening and back health. It is the second week and I am using a cue as I am all month long from the book, The Foundation, one of my favorite books about back health. So this particular cue relates to what is called decompression breathing. And I recently found this breathing technique through The Foundation and it has changed my practice. Literally, it really has created more space in my low back. It's made my practice just feel healthier for my back. So what it is, and I have a video if you want to watch. I know some people certainly learn better by watching. So there's a short video in my mini trainings. It's 4 minutes long that will show you the exact technique. But if you're listening, if you're driving or walking, go ahead and place your thumbs at the bottom of your rib cage and your middle fingers at your hip points, the ASIS. It doesn't need to be exact. You want your thumbs approximately at the low ribs, your middle finger approximately at your hip points. And as you breathe in, you want to feel your rib cage expand three-dimensionally as your low ribs lift away from your hip points. So just do that a couple of times. You'll breathe in, low ribs lifting away from the hip points. First couple of breaths as you exhale, let everything deflate. You'll feel the low ribs coming back towards the hip points. And after doing that a few times, then as you inhale, again, lift the low ribs away from the rib cage, expand the rib cage three-dimensionally, especially feel the upper back expand. So feel as if you're filling the shell of a turtle. As you breathe in, feel the rib cage expand, especially on the upper back side. And then as you exhale, keep that expansion of your rib cage and pull the belly back towards the spine and gently up towards the heart. It takes a little bit of practice, but do it 4 or 5 times to get the feel. Breathing in, rib cage expanding three-dimensionally. As you exhale, keep the rib cage expanded, pull the belly back and in. And literally, this is magic for my back. So watch the mini training so that you really understand how to do it correctly. You can start incorporating it into some of the yoga poses. It does not need to be practiced in every pose. You can just practice it when you feel you need a little more length in your low back. And the reason I really love this breathing technique is when you lift the rib cage up and away from the hips, you create more space and you stretch the fascia in the low back where we have a tendency to compress. And this is why it's called decompression, because you're keeping that lift away and you're keeping that space in the low back. And just remember that a key element to this breathing technique is to create that expansion and keep that expansion in the rib cage as you exhale. And Eric Goodman explains that by lifting and expanding the rib cage as you inhale, you get the added benefit of priming your muscles for your next exhalation, which will contract them. And this gives the visceral organs room to function optimally. So this technique also enables a bigger breath as the more substantial portion of the lungs is on your backside. So when you breathe in and you breathe into the upper back, even though you're literally not breathing into the upper back, you are creating that breath, expanding it into the back lungs, the backside of the lungs, which there is more space there. So practice that, filling that imaginary shell of the turtle. And my one inspiring tip is when you practice this breathing technique, stand back against a wall. So if you let the back of your head touch the wall, the bottom of your chin is parallel to the wall. And one of the things that Eric explains in this breathing technique is you want to lift the back of your skull up away from your shoulders. So bottom of the chin parallel, think about lengthening the back of your skull up away from your shoulders. That will create more space in your neck also. And then when you breathe in, filling up the rib cage three-dimensionally, try not to let the shoulders roll or round forward. Just think about filling the rib cage, keeping the shoulders soft. My quote today is practice the pause. Pause before judging, pause before assuming, pause before accusing, pause whenever you're about to react harshly, and you'll avoid doing and saying things that you'll later regret. Big breath, big inspiration. Thank you.